Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Now, the Taoiseach Simon Harris has said that people of his generation are more familiar with Berlin and Paris than they are with Belfast or Derry in the north. Harris made the comments earlier today when he addressed the British-Irish Parliamentary Assembly at Druids Glen Hotel in Newtown Mount Kennedy in his home county of Wicklow. And for some reaction, we're joined by Belfast-based journalist Amanda Ferguson. Amanda, you're very welcome to the programme. I wonder, have these comments raised some eyebrows?
I think that they have, but I think it's important that you look at the comments in the round and give a bit of context. Obviously, Simon Harris is a slightly different generation than Leo Varadkar. He won't have the same memories of the conflict and that era in Irish history that perhaps Leo Varadkar has had. You also have to take into consideration the fact that he was talking to a meeting of Irish and UK parliamentarians, that these are the opening weeks of his leadership and he doesn't want to perhaps get off on the wrong foot. However, the comments around being more familiar with London and Berlin and Paris than they might be with Belfast or Derry will definitely raise eyebrows, and you can see that already a little bit in some of the online commentary in that people in the north are just as familiar with London and Berlin and Paris as people on the other side of the border, and I'm sure people who are living in Donegal are extremely familiar with Derry and anyone living across those border counties are. But I think it's indicative of the conversations that are continuing about the future and the fact that people from different age groups and different life experiences do have different perspectives, and it's important perhaps not to jump down their throat too much on that. However, we are starting to sort of stray into gaffe territory whenever it comes to how Northern nationalists expect to feel part of the Irish team. They look to leadership and leadership in Dublin more so than they do in London. So it's something I'd imagine that might change in the time ahead.
Yeah, and just as you say, context is very important in all of this. And just to give you some more of his remarks in that same speech that he made, he said, "I think we really have to challenge ourselves. How do we actually make sure people on this island and these islands get to know each other better? Because it's interpersonal relationships, it's knowing each other, it's being familiar with each other that is the key to embedding peace." And he said, "I think there's a challenge in all of us, and a challenge I posed to this assembly today. How do we get talking again, and how do we get people to know each other?" When you take that sort of that sentiment after the first opening sentence that we discussed, Amanda, Does that help put it into context a little bit more, do you think, that this is actually about opening a conversation that he thinks maybe has died off a little bit in younger generations?
Well, I think that it's very clear whenever you look at the different polling that the younger generations on both sides of the border are perhaps more alive to the idea of Irish unity than some of the older generations might be. But, you know, we have to take into consideration that he's only been in the role for a couple of weeks. We know that he attended the meeting up in Armagh where it was Leo Varadkar's last day. So something was made of the fact that he came in through the front door on his own entrance, but he hasn't actually had that sort of sit down yet with all of the main parties at Stormont in Belfast. Maybe he hasn't been to Derry in a while, so maybe there might be some of the politicians up in Derry that might have something to say about what he has said. But, you know, it's very important whenever you talk about the Good Friday Agreement that people acknowledge the three strands of relationships, those internal relationships within the North or Northern Ireland, the relationships across the island and the East-West. So I think perhaps he doesn't want to get off on a bad start by being sort of too heavy into sort of talk of reunification. But certainly all of the moves in recent years around the Shared Island Unit, which Micheál Martin introduced, and Leo Varadkar saying that he would see Irish unity in his lifetime, you can see the trajectory that we're on and the conversations that are being developed. So I'd imagine he'll be asked for about this in the time ahead, but in the meantime he does have an election to try to win before March,
before that
of
election
next year.
And you mentioned the little furore that these comments have caused, Amanda. I just wonder, will he be asked about this more and more? Because for some people, he's stating the obvious. He's completely correct. And people of his generation simply don't know the North and the cities in the North, or the communities in the North as well as maybe previous generations. But others will say that this is a partitionist mentality. Would they be right?
Yeah, I think there's probably some fair comment in both of those sets of arguments. Usually whenever it comes to our history, the truth is found somewhere in the middle. But I guess all of those young people that are coming up to Belfast on city breaks and up to Derry on city breaks would have a different experience than Simon Harris. And also we have to take into consideration that at the moment, you know, there's people before Profit and tentatively the Green Party a little bit, but Sinn Féin is the only political party on the island that has a major electoral presence in both jurisdictions. So perhaps it mightn't be unsurprising that Fine Gael politicians are less gung-ho about the idea of a border poll very soon because they don't have an electoral presence in the north. But that's something you can see that the, you know, perhaps with Leo Varadkar attending the Alliance conference a couple of years ago, Micheál Martin attending the most recent Alliance conference, and also that sort of failed kind of link up between Fianna Fáil and the SDLP, that you can see conversations are starting around where alliances might be in the future. And there's even been some comments recently about perhaps the SDLP and Irish Labour and the Social Democrats may form some sort of alliance. So these definitely aren't conversations that are going to go away anytime soon. And I don't think that there's a problem with being honest about not having an understanding of different parts of the island. You know, I perhaps might want to get to know Cork better because my mum's people are from there and I don't really know Cork as well as I could. And, you know, that applies for people across the island. But I think that if these sort of comments around knowing Paris better than you know Belfast continue, I think you would be starting to move into territory where that could be quite offensive to some Northern nationalists.
Lots of people getting in touch in relation to this on text 51551. Sarah in Dalkey says, for that age group, all they know are expensive hotels and Airbnbs and towns lacking vibe, retail shops, good clubs and good music and terrible public infrastructure. And the north is further to drive than an air ticket. So unless you're a surfer, Europe is more accessible and more interesting, says Sarah. Another person says the other unspoken truth regarding Northern Ireland is that people in the Republic don't have the same sense of or don't have the sense of kinship with Northern nationalists that they would like to think we have, says that person. What do you think of that, Amanda?
Well, I suppose it depends who you ask. I think some people and some of your listeners will be surprised to hear some of those comments. But, you know, partition, it's not an accident that we don't know each other as well as perhaps we might in certain areas. And you can see some of the infrastructure projects that are being introduced to try and tackle some of that and the connectedness that you're seeing politicians trying to talk about corridors and about the economy and about different projects that link people to each other. And also when you see the outreach that's happening, you know, the battle of the Boyne site being a focus for the Irish government, you know, that's not to benefit them directly as such, or perhaps the outreach for people who want to visit that on your side of the border. It does more appeal to unionists within the north. But I think sometimes there can be a narrative that builds up around the constitutional conversations that we're having, that they're somehow divisive or that it means that it's being argumentative, whereas the reality is it's fine to say that you're a British unionist or it's fine to say that you're an Irish Republican. And certainly, I think sometimes that the public is further along in this conversation and more alive to how to close nuance, that maybe. Might be in the future, you know, than some of the politicians are.
It's not the only divide as well. A texter says, lots of Irish people know Paris and Berlin better than Castlebar or Castle Island. It's not a north-south thing, says that listener. Maybe they're right.
Like, I don't know Tyrone. I don't know Tyrone or Fermanagh very well.
Shame on you. Shame
well.
On
know,
you, Amanda.
Amanda, very interesting to speak to you, and thank you for joining us. That is Belfast-based journalist Amanda Ferguson. You can keep your texts coming on that or anything else we're discussing to 51551.